This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. So we're just we're reaching out to our next guest, but I just... Tess, it's actually, and this is sometimes how it turns out, so we had John Pesutto.
Yes.
Liberal. We then had Sean Lean.
Labor.
Minister for Foreign Affairs. We then had Peter Khalil. Labor. Then we had Senator David Vann.
Liberal.
I tell you who, and Fiona Patton we've had pretty regularly. We need to get Fiona on again. But also Samantha Ratnam.
You'd like a few more independents, so you're saying, Macca.
Well... It needs to represent how people vote, right? And at the end of the day, Labor and Liberal have similar levels of support in the community, but Independents and the Greens, for example, have about combined nudging 20%.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it's just the way it turned out this morning that we had a few more, a little bit more than we thought. But
at least we had a balanced palace, Macca.
We had a... And there was some robust discussion.
There certainly was. Now, let's get on to our next guest.
Yeah, do we have her?
Yes, we do. They are ready. Would you like to introduce our next guest, Macca?
Nothing would give me more pleasure. Janet Dukes, Chair of Thorn Harbour Health and a big supporter of Joy. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. I'm great. I'm up here in Bendigo on a Thorn Harbour Health Board Planning Day.
Ooh.
And it's a beautiful day up here. We launched our new building it's absolutely gorgeous.
Fantastic.
I hope there aren't too many hangovers this morning.
we don't discuss those sorts of things on the radio, do
that's
we?
That's not a good public health message, Tess.
Now, speaking about good public health messages, you're part of a thing called Embracing the Equality Charter. Tell us all about that. What is it?
Well, it's actually it's about allyship, Tess. So it's really around, it's a group of, I'll tell you the whole story. So where it started was, a lot of people might be aware that last state budget, which was in, I think it was October, was it? October or November last year, September, October, November last year, the government spent, it was a big social spend. So there was a lot of money around mental health. There was a lot of money for women's programs, a lot of money for Aboriginal programs. And what I'm talking about is tens of millions and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars in those various areas. And in the LGBTIQ space, we got a very, very small investment in Rainbow Door, which was extremely welcome, but by comparison, really, really tiny. And this was off the back of the Writing Themselves In report, which was had already been embargoed, had been provided to government as part of the budget process, but also the Private Lives, which showed that the outcomes for our LGBTIQ community are particularly poor. We experience high levels of violence. We experience high levels of discrimination. Mental health, you know, one stat that I always quote is, one in four LGBTIQ young people have attempted suicide in their lifetime. That's under 26. But one in four have attempted, not thought about it, not kind of, you know, talked about it, but actually have tried to take their life. That is shocking. And so there was a sense that we weren't cutting through lobbying government. So
what are you saying? Are you saying that having a commissioner for LGBTI communities, having a minister for equality, having the sort of level of investment that this state and our community has enjoyed for the first time is not enough? Is that what you're saying?
I am. I'm absolutely saying it's not enough, and it needs to. And what I'm saying is, it needs to translate into some changing some of these stats. So, particularly even around the violence stats and the mental health stats, they've been the same as for like 20 years. And what we really need to do is to start to see investment in services. We've got lots of mechanisms to talk to government, but we're not seeing investment in some tangible responses to be able to actually make a really big difference.
But haven't we seen record investment in things like Switchboard, for example, and Thorn Harbour and the Pride Centre? And, I mean, even Joy's been a recipient of government funds.
Certainly. Switchboard, we've seen, and in fact it was in the last budget, was it a commitment, and the Royal Commission was a commitment, but that's $450,000. That's the sum total of our investment into mental health TAS.
But up till 4 years ago, it was $30,000.
I agree. But it needs to be more like, you know, more like 40, 45 million bucks, really, if we're talking about making a really big difference in terms of the mental health and wellbeing of our community. So we need to continue to push that along. And what we really felt was that peak bodies weren't talking about our issues. So when we look at, or if they were, we weren't really central to what they were talking about. So what we did was we took the research to a coalition of peak bodies, so some of the ones that Thorn Harbour Health's a member of and Rainbow Health is a member of.
So you've gone to the Centre of Excellence for Child and Family Welfare, Council for Homelessness, Aboriginal Children and Young People's Alliance, Youth Affairs Council, Mental Health Victoria, the Healthcare Association, Alcohol and Drug Association and Trades Hall. That's a pretty impressive list of groups that you've got.
And so what we did was, what we were looking for initially, Taz, was to say, look, we want you to pay a bit more attention to LGBTIQ issues. We don't want to be, you know, a byline, but what we want you to do is to really have a bit of a think about, in your area, what you need to be asking government for and advocating to shift some of these outcomes for our community. So it was really based in the research, and we presented the research to them and said, here's the research, have a really good look at it. We'll work with you to look at what the community is saying, but also what your members are saying. We want you to talk to your member organisations about what they can do. And they really were shocked, really, I've got to say, about the research, especially in the drug and alcohol space, but also across the board, and went a lot further than we were. They really got on board and wanted to commit to taking action, and that has turned into the Embracing Equality Charter. So last week we launched the charter with those signatures, and now the process is that more peak bodies are really keen to come on board, and we're really keen for them to join the charter. And there'll be an event at Ida Hobbit Day also to promote the charter. And the charter is really calling on a stronger commitment for people, not leaving all of the work to the LGBTIQ community, but for all of us who are concerned about disadvantage and who deliver services.
So just give us a quick snapshot what the charter asks for. So it's clearly asking for more money, but what else is it asking for?
It's asking for people to be committed to working with LGBTIQ people to develop their services so that they work for all of us. It's saying, I haven't even got the charter in front of me, to be honest, as you probably do. Maybe you should read it to me. But it's saying, you know, that it's about allyship. It's about really focusing down on what's happening with LGBTIQ community and why they aren't accessing services, or where they are, making sure that those services are suitable and culturally appropriate for our community. But it's also about, there are some specific asks. So there's an ask to increase the HAY grants, which are youth suicide grants, which are really very small grants. It's only $110,000. That's the total spend of our youth suicide money in Victoria at the moment, Taz, which is a good example, that we need to see a lot more investment in preventative activities around youth suicide, and there's certainly an ask to expand those. But there's some specific asks, and then there's some more general asks.
Okay, because we're almost out of time, Janice. If any of our listeners wish to come in and back what you're doing, how can they do that?
So there's an event on for Ida Hobbit Day, and that's when individual service organisations. So if you work in the human services sector in any of those areas, including family violence or any of those human service areas, certainly go and talk to your organisation, get them involved in the event. That's an online event at Ida Hobbit Day, and then those services will be able to also pledge their support for the charter. If you're a union member, talk to your union about signing up, because there'll be a process for unions also to pledge support for the charter. And you could also contact your local poly and encourage them to encourage the government to also sign up for the charter.
Fantastic. So the best way to actually track this down is to just go online and search out Embracing Equality Charter, and you'll find all the details there. Janet, I'm afraid we've run out of time, unfortunately, but I just want to read this out if I can. At the very top of the charter, there's a quote from Arthur Chan, and it says, "Diversity is a fact, equity is a choice, inclusion is an action, belonging is an outcome." And that's what we all look forward to.
That's very good.
That's it.
Janet, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
And look forward to seeing you in the studio soon.
I can't wait.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.